Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Fire Chief Tony Pryor has been with the Kenai Fire Department for almost 27 years. During all of those years, he has done everything from firefighter to engineer to captain, battalion chief, and deputy chief. However, after all these years of fighting fires and saving lives, he has officially decided to retire from the Kenai Fire Department and move to Oregon to start anew. Chief Pryor has accepted a fire chief position at Sisters Camp Sherman Row Fire Protection District and begins there on June 1st. Even though this is a life-changing decision, he says this was the right time in life to do so.
I was able to retire from the state PERS system. I'm a Tier 3 employee, so being able to retire with the full medical benefits and the retirement here, and then be able to go down there and start a second career. Everything just kind of fell into place and worked out well.
He also mentions that his wife works on the Northwest Incident Management Team and spends her summers outside of Oregon. That, combined with having some family down there as well, lined up to be the best of both worlds. He says what he will miss the most about the fire department is the people he works with.
They're just a phenomenal group of folks to work with, and that's what has made coming to work every day a joy, and what I still do, actually. It's just this opportunity came along that we couldn't pass up, but the group of people there are just phenomenal people. They have a passion for what they're doing. They work hard. Just the culture of our department, I think, is one of the things that I'll miss the most. It's just a great group of folks.
Pryor says that he's extremely grateful for the city and everything they have provided for him as well as his family.
It's been a great place, and the city of Kenai is a great place to work. So if anybody's ever looking at them, I highly encourage them to check out the city. They're doing some wonderful things here in Alaska. And as far as Alaska, I don't think there's a better community to live in than what we live in here.
A pending lawsuit has asked a judge to disqualify ballot measures that seeks to repeal Alaska's ranked voting system. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Three Alaska voters have filed a lawsuit seeking to disqualify a ballot measure that aims to repeal the state's open primary and ranked vote elections system, citing errors in the signature collection and approval process. The lawsuit filed in state court on Tuesday names elections officials and the Division of Elections as defendants. The division last month certified that a ballot group called Alaskans for Honest Elections gathered enough signatures to qualify the repeal measure for this year's ballot. The repeal initiative likely would appear on the November ballot. The timing depends on when the legislature adjourns. Attorney Scott Kendall, an author of the 2020 ballot measure that scrapped party primaries in favor of open primaries and instituted ranked voting in general elections, filed the suit on behalf of three voters. The voters are Elizabeth Medicine Crow, a former president of the First Alaskans Institute, Amber Lee, a political consultant in Anchorage, and Kevin McGee, a past president of the Anchorage branch of the NAACP. The lawsuit alleges that sponsors behind Alaskans for Honest Elections intentionally conducted their signatures petition drive illegally, thereby disqualifying thousands of signatures. It says that sponsors of the initiative broke the law by instructing signature gatherers to leave signature books unattended. The lawsuit also says the Division of Elections unlawfully allowed the group to notarize signature booklets after they were submitted. Without those booklets, the measure would not meet the minimum signature requirements to qualify for the ballot, the lawsuit says. Philip Izon, a sponsor of the repeal initiative, said his group would not seek to intervene in the case. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.